Hi, and welcome to Smart Way Podcast. I may have a few new listeners listening, and if you're new, hey, welcome. Happy to hear from you guys. Well, happy you guys hear my voice. Today is episode 11, and today's topic is screen off. Basically, powering off all your electronic devices, whether that be your TV, your cell phone, pager, walkie-talkie, it could be anything. I've learned from Bastel.com the top five scientific proven benefits from unplugging from technology and the way that we are able to help with this. Number one, it's able to improve your quality of life. That makes you think about, hey, what do I need to improve on personally? What do I need? Do I need to bake more, cook less, find something that makes me happy, stand outside more? I know it's pretty hard to stand outside when this situation is coming on, and it's always good to step inside. But think about when this is over and when the peak and it all falls. For example, think about when you're in an English language class. There's always the beginning, the rising action, the climax, the falling action, and the resolution. Everything has to come to an end one of these days. Next, it will also be that you will be spending more time with friends or people who you thought they were your friends, and you learn more about them. And with this situation going on, you're more of like, hey, maybe we're not so close to friends as I thought. Or maybe you do have those nice, amazing friends, and you're like, hey, can't wait to see you. Even though we can't really see each other, there's always apps like Zoom, and there's FaceTime, and there's Tango, and there's different apps that we could facial recognize each other. Hey, even a phone call might work. Also, unplug from work. Now, some of us have 9 to 5s. Some of them have 12 hours. Some of us got 15 to 16 hours. I understand it's tiring. I understand that you won't get much rest. But what I've learned from reading on this and studying on this, which is screening off, is that if we unplug from work and not just bring our work business or work problems inside the home, that basically makes our home a little bit happier. Even if the customers call you out of name, even if, you know, you're going beyond your job description, just be thankful, be grateful. And if people give you problems, make sure that you leave that right before you unlock your door or just open your door, whatever you feel comfortable with, and just step home and take in a whole different persona, because some of you have kids and they might have the best day, and you walking in with a negative attitude isn't okay for them. Maybe you need to be there for your child or that your significant other. Unplug from work. Let those cameras off the back, because I feel like we'll become even more happier once we figure out how to let go of that. It will also help you sleep better. I'm sorry, it says it might. I tried to get off my phone for 24 hours. I've succeeded. I left my phone in my closet for 24 hours. It was hard in the beginning because I didn't know what emergency would have happened or anything, but once I got my phone back in my hand, it was like, oh, I guess I don't really need it after all. I mean, it's good to have it as a necessity, but hey, whatever makes you feel comfortable. But I did it 24 hours. I did sleep better. I didn't have to hear ringing the next day. I didn't have to hear the notifications, the messages. I didn't have to hear none of that. It was more of, all right, it's time for me to get up. You know what I mean? But If you can do it like me, do 24 hours, do it. If you could do longer, do it. If you could not do it because you have responsibilities and other things like that, then do what makes you feel comfortable. I'm not saying what you should and shouldn't do, because all of us are adults or are going to be adults one of these days. I mean, look at us. We are amazing and we are beautiful. It may also improve your interpersonal communications skills. That means I'm able to walk downstairs and talk to my roommates about anything. That means I may be able to call my mother and talk about any problems that I'm having with my back or my ankle or any injuries that I pray to God that I don't have, but grateful I don't. But the intercommunication skills, it's amazing, because if I could put my phone down and actually have an intellectual conversation with someone, I feel like that's going to take a better aspect than just saying, oh, hey, going on my phone, leaving. You know what I mean? And it might help you get over an ex. Maybe you're one of those crazy guys or girls that you guys break up and you guys go on social media and stalk their page and stalk to see who their exes is and, well, who their new girlfriend is. And now you're like, oh, he's not more handsome than me, or she's not the prettiest person. Think about, hey, I'm going to move on since this person wants to move on. Even if I might love you in some sense, and even though you might play my heart or touch my heart in some way, I'm going to move on. I'm going to be better. This is going to help me reduce stress. And you are not my end chapter. You were just a chapter in my life that I had to go through to become who I am now. And my favorite thing, living in the moment. Have you guys ever took a trip or gone somewhere that you've never been, or even get lost for a quick second and just took in the moment of, what am I doing? Where am I? And not have a technology in front of your face. I'm sorry, a cell phone. A cell phone or an iPad or a laptop or any type of electronic devices in your hand, just recording it. Instead, actually putting it down. And just looking at it for yourself. And everyone asks pictures and pictures. And you say, I have some pictures. But some of them is just best for you to see it on your own. Because in your mind and in your heart, when you see things. And you don't rely on taking a picture of every single thing. Or recording every single thing. And just sit back and relax and think. I think that would be the best. Just for you to enjoy. When you're inside of an airplane and you are above the skies. Or when you're on a train and you notice all of the areas of when you're in New York City and all of the bright lights. And oh my goodness, it's amazing. And when you're flying over Kansas and you see all the cattle. Or when you go to OKC and you see the Cheapskate Arena and Chicago with the windy cities that they always talk about, but you finally get to see and experience the Louisiana Cajun food with the swamp underneath your feet. It's everything that I've seen so far. Just living in that moment is things that I'd never want to just show. Instead, I always want to just tell people, see it. And if you want a buddy to come with you to see this stuff, I'm here. I love vacations. I love going out. I love seeing different things in different perspective. But set personal rules for yourself. Check the amount of time that you use on a phone or an iPad. Don't just cut it cold turkey. If you can, do it. If you can't, I completely understand. Set a time limit. Hey, I'm only going to use my phone for 10 hours today. Okay, I could cut back 2 more hours. I'm only going to use it for 8 hours today. Because at the end of the day, you have your phone. And you can always hang up your phone. You can always answer your phone. But make sure you do it in your own comfort. Because you pay the phone bill, not the person that's calling you. You are in charge. You are awesome. You are great. Think about that. Recharge, take a breather, screen off. All right, until tomorrow. This is it, Smart Way Podcast. Peace.